Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one looks like Whammon be bitter. Violet the Witch is pissed off that DiCaprio is dating a 24-year-old model, and that's the oldest woman he's ever been with. She wants him to go to prison. All the while, 30-something-year-old teachers are smashing 13-year-old students, and most of them aren't even going to jail. Women absolutely hate it when men's sexual marketplace value grows with time while theirs drops. The only women that can pull that off consistently are the rich, high-status women like Cher and Madonna. Up next, here's your average female police officer when all she has to do is give a warning. Officer Potato Head here should be using a taser instead. If season 2 of The Last of Us keeps going like this, then she could be entering the Meme Hall of Fame. Who else thinks it's a great idea to livestream female police officers' body cams to see how they treat the general public? The other character she's with points out how ridiculous she is blasting away at the first sign of trouble. Number 3, the woman on the left has a penis, and the man on the right has a vagina. If they get together, then they're basically straight with extra steps. But if you were forced to sleep with one of them or the world ends, what would you do? I say goodbye world. I think this is that Andrew Tate test where he says just bang the trans woman by pushing the testicles aside. Either that or just put a bag over her wedding tackle. Or just let Tate save the world for you. Moving on, looks like Down Syndrome Debbie didn't clean herself down there, and an airplane was forced to make an emergency landing because her crotch smelled so bad. Sorry lady, but there's no way to restore your reputation after grounding a plane thanks to cooter funk. Even that picture smells bad. Talk about turbulence. Many hospital nurses know that that's often a sign of stage 4 cancer in that part of the body. Like something crawled up there and died. Number 5, Holly Madison reveals she had a lot of fear in the Playboy Mansion, as she exposes the disgusting sex acts that happened there. Meanwhile, she looks so happy in the picture on the left. Why are all the women turning on Hef all of a sudden now that he's gone? Probably because he's dead and he can't sue them for defamation. Plus, women like her are irrelevant, and this might be your final attempt to capture some former glory. Plus, maybe make some money because she's probably old and broke. Up next, recently India and Pakistan had a little bit of a fight, and here's the Indian Air Force preparing for military action. But how did they make those carpets fly? Maybe it's curry-flavored pixie dust. Either that or all the bees that they put into the carpets. I used to think that they would fly by farting, and that they would use poo projectile rockets as weapons. I guess that adds a whole new meaning to the term carpet bomb. Number 7, a survey reveals that nurses and doctors are more likely to cheat on their partners than the general population. Of course they are. Nurses are notorious for having the highest rates of infidelity. The worst 304s tend to be nurses, hairdressers, and teachers. Looks like during COVID, the winds of truth blew through and exposed that it's the hoes and not the heroes that work at the hospital. When you work around people's body parts all day, you're bound to get tempted. Moving on, a NASA intern stole a safe full of moon rocks and put them on a hotel bed and made love to his girlfriend on top of them. I have a whole bunch of rocks from Fiji, about 10 to 15 pounds worth that I brought home with me. Maybe the next time I have a girlfriend, I should try the same thing. What I want to know is why doesn't NASA guard those rocks better than that? Anyways, I guess you can say that he's over the moon. Both hers and the moon rocks. Number 9, why is it that when a woman changes her status to single, all the orbiter guys come out of the woodwork? It's like putting up a bat signal for chads, but all it attracts are the chuds. For men, it's quite the opposite. Once a guy puts down that he's in a relationship, that's when the women come. Because there's now social proof that other women like him and have vetted him. I think that the wanna grab some coffee guy is the one that's gonna crack open her cooch. Up next, looks like the MGTOW prophecy has happened with the majority of men, 80% no longer interested in dating or even trying. It's so over, 40% of men are MGTOWs and 40% are incels. 5% are chats cleaning up, and 15% of men are getting chat scraps. I predicted this would happen 10 years ago now. The market is ready for a sex bot. Men with tons of pent-up sexual energy and disposable income, ready to smash some silicone jigglies. Women are interested in only the 5% of men on dating apps as well. Number 11, Stacey K here is showing her desperation, as she's a trans woman and says that if you won't date trans women, you don't like women. Yeah, because gay shaming men because they aren't gay isn't exactly going to work now, is it? If you don't like suckling swing-swings, then you don't like women. This is what Stacy looks like without all the filters. No wonder no man wants to hit it. It's just gay men taking extra steps to trick straight men into sleeping with them. Moving on, this giant bronze statue was put up in Times Square. So I guess that we are worshipping obese black women out in the open now. Most statues similar to this one are going up all over the world. Here's another example of some random black woman in a European square looking at her phone. We used to make statues of important people that accomplished something, and today we make this. This is what used to pass for art, and today we have people wasting bronze. Number 13, do you think that Pamela Anderson is still attractive at 57? No, she looks like a granny. She looks like she's turning into present-day Julie Andrews. I wouldn't even find her attractive if I was 97. What's the most disturbing is that she doesn't appear to have a belly button in the image on the left. This woman is single-handedly responsible for millions of dollars worth of couch stains back in the 1990s that many men did with just one single hand. Up next, and speaking of couch stains, how many do you think are going to be caused by this thumbless wonder? Do not be drawn in by the commie Milkers brothers. One day, you know, thousands of men will leave stains on her after smashing robots that look like Greta with giant milkers. And when you touch her, she's going to say, "How dare you?" and not be able to stop you. You'll have to shut down the voice circuits and put a bag over her head. Unless, of course, you like being with a Down syndrome Betty. Number 15, what the hell happened to her? She looks like she transformed into a discount version of Carrot Top. And Carrot Top is already a discount comedian. She's still trying to stay sexy by getting lip injections, but it just ends up looking like she's been stung by a bunch of bees. But we all know exactly what really happened to her. She got a really bad case of Trump derangement syndrome. Imagine what she's going to look like if he gets a third term. Moving on, here's the beach in Vice City in the new GTA 6. Looks like they dashed our hopes of seeing dark land whales on our windshields. But not all is lost, because apparently they will have an alphabet people parade too. Now that's diversity I can get behind. Or maybe even drive through peacefully, of course. What also gives me hope is that old guy is checking out that hot hiney in the sun. Even the guy with the metal detector is looking. Number 17, once again, what the hell happened to our statues? Looks like women are now the center of attention in society. We went from fit, healthy males to fat, unhealthy females. I used to enjoy visiting Times Square and seeing all the cyberpunk-like ads everywhere. Now I'll avoid it because of Fatty here. Here I fixed it for everyone. Now she looks perfect. Here's Western civilization then and now. The bronze of this black woman should be put in the Museum of Bad Arts. Up next, here's what a Western romantic husband looks like. And this isn't even limited to the West anymore. It's all husbands. A husband is a slave carrying a woman's financial, mental, emotional, and labor burden. He's a beast of burden. But when he walks away, a woman can rely on the government and corporations to carry the financial, mental, and labor burden for herself. But for the emotional burden of an emotional tampon, she still needs a husband or friend-zone simp to carry that for her. Number 19, would we be lenient if these predators were males? Of course we wouldn't. They all great boys between 13 and 15. And the most any of them were punished was a woman serving 60 days in jail. If they were men, they'd be thrown in prison, and they would be great by other inmates for being pedos. If you want to know why this sort of behavior continues, it's because there's no real punishment for it, except these women losing their jobs. Moving on, looks like John Cena is slowly turning into Ernest P. Worrell, and we need Ernest to come back. But Cena's body doesn't match, and there's no substitute for Jim Varney. I'm sure someone will bring him back using AI or something. Then again, maybe Cena can do it if the next Ernest film is called Ernest Does Steroids. Or if he won't do it, then just have him dress up as Ernest and enter a wrestling ring. Number 21, this woman says to get your husband to hit you because then you'll be able to get everything in divorce. But he doesn't even have to hit her. All she has to do is say that he did or even scared her. So long as she doesn't feel safe, she can collect all his cash and prizes. This is why going your own way in monk mode specifically saves lives. This is one of the reasons that 80% of men are no longer dating any of the women. Up next, the UK keeps going more and more insane. Now they're wondering if some women should be spared prison because women don't feel like prison is working out for them. Isn't that kind of the point? That you don't enjoy yourself while you're in there? Women are barely held accountable based on male standards, and now they want to have zero legal accountability for breaking the law. If that happens, what's the deterrence from keeping them from breaking even more laws? Maybe they should be let out of prison, but only if they accept a death penalty. Number 23, here's the difference between when a kid calls a woman ma'am versus when a kid calls a man sir. being called man means you're being called old. And for women, the worst thing that can happen to them in the world is getting older. If you want to be a prick, then start calling women in their late 20s and early 30s ma'am. Because that's usually the age when women are most sensitive, because that's when they're hitting the wall. Moving on, here's one of those male mules showing his woman just how romantic he is. I'm surprised he's not carrying her purse as well. You know that if they have a kid, he's going to be pushing the baby carriage and carrying the diaper bag as well. And who is she talking to on the phone? Either her work husband or Bumble boyfriend. Dude definitely doesn't have frame, and she lost all respect for him, but he's too much in love to understand that. Most of us have been there. Maybe just not quite as badly. Number 25 in the list when people wonder why everyone is making a big deal about Pamela Anderson aging, which is normal. This is not the issue. The issue is that she's showing her old decrepit self to get negative attention, because at this point in her life, the only attention she can get is negative. And for women, attention is just as important as oxygen. If I was an elderly celebrity, I'd stop making public appearances so people in history remember the way that I was and not a shadow or hag of my former self. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.